USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Turkish man was captured Monday, hours after he was identified as a suspect who allegedly gunned down three people and wounded several others on a Netherlands tram in an apparent terrorist attack. The man was known to authorities and on terrorist watch lists. Flooding in the Midwest has forced hundreds of people from their homes and claimed the lives of at least three people. The governors of Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin all have declared states of emergency. Heavy rain and melting snow are swelling the Missouri River out of its banks in Nebraska and Iowa. Bob Stubby of the Omaha Public Works Department has a reminder for people.
Hopefully people understand with the quantity of water that's coming down the Missouri River that you stay out of the water.
Speaking in Washington on Monday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is also shifting to confront emerging online threats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A million pounds of pork is seized by U.S. Customs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers do confirm they intercepted about a million pounds of pork that was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming to the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's already killed more than a million pigs in China. And if that virus got loose in the U.S., officials estimate it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The smuggled pork is going to be incinerated.
75% of U.S. employers have been directly affected by opioids. According to a survey conducted by the National Safety Council, only 17% of employers feel well prepared to deal with that issue. Nick Smith is the interim president and CEO of the National Safety Council, and he says the opioid crisis is truly encompassing nearly every aspect of American lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gavin Newsom is the new Democratic governor of California. He announced last week that there will be no executions for folks that are sitting on death row. Now, currently, there are 737 people on death row in California. Newsom explains his position on ABC's The View.
At the end of the day, when I'm sitting there talking to my kids, I have four young kids, and my daughter says to me, "You teach us not to kill." And yet, here I am in a premeditated way, killing other people.
We can't do it.
On behalf of the state, I just can't do that.
Mark Class's daughter, Polly Class, was killed in California, and the killer is sitting currently on death row. Class shares with Fox News a conversation he had with Governor Newsom regarding the death penalty.
He turned to me and he said, "Well, you know what? I'm going to declare a moratorium on the death penalty." So he basically disregarded everything I stand for, everything I believe, out of hand, just like that. I believe that the meeting I had with him the day before he made that declaration was a complete and total setup so that he could look at reporters in the eyes and say, "Yes, I've listened to all points of view. I have no respect for this man. He superseded the law. He turned his back on the will of the people. And he, on a whim, declared a moratorium and showed mercy for the 737 individuals on death row who have never shown mercy in their lives."
Class was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.